Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Vav, the last daf in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Yuma and Taraf Bakalfi. And the Gemara here brings up the sugya of Tumah being Dechuya B'tzibur regarding Tumah being Dechuya B'tzibur and Shabbos being Dechuya when it comes to certain Malachas Shabbos, Dehutra B'tzibur, Dechuya B'tzibur. We discussed this at length back in Maseches Pesachim. But related to this, about Hutra Dechuya, we're going to talk today about Shabbos, which Rav Zilberstein brings up here. So that is our connection to the Daf, being the Chashuk Yechemetz question right here on the Daf. But again, just as background, the sugya here that's mentioned earlier is Tumah, being Hutra Dechuya B'tzibur, when the Kohanim are Tameh, when the carpenters Tameh, involving ourselves in the avoda, even though there's tumah, but again, if there's no choice, if it's the majority, so we say tumah is dechuya or hutra b'tzibur, and the same is applied by the Rambam regarding pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, where the Rambam tells us in the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, in the beginning of the second parak, dechuya hi etzel Shabbos etzel sakanas nefashos kishar kalamitzvos. Shabbos is dechuya, is pushed aside regarding Pikuach nefesh leficha, but dechuya always means, as we know, hutra dechuya. Rashi says it on our daf. What's the definition of hutra and dechuya? Dechuya means bekoshi hutru. V'kol kama de'efshar mahadrinan atahorin. Dechuya means okay, it's pushed aside, but the issur still exists, and you do the best you can. If you could find tahorim, it's better to use tahorim. That's dechuya. Hutra means totally mutter. Act like it's a weekday, and don't worry about trying to find Tahorim. But again, that's Rashi here and Rashi elsewhere. Bekoshi Hutru. So the Rambam also says, Dechuya hi etzel bikuach nefesh, Dechuya hi etzel Shabbos, etzel sakanos nefashos, kishar kalamitzvos. The Kesef Mishnah points out that this really only appears in Shas regarding Tuma and Tara, not regarding Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, right? That's not in Chazal, but the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Rambam assumes, if the principle applies for Tuma Vatara, it probably applies the same way to Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Ha'ara of the meaning you wouldn't say hutra one place and dechuya in another place. That's a chiddush. That's not our topic now, but that's the comment of the Kesef Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. So how do we get into this on our sugya? So that's the Chashuk Yechemet has the following question, and that is sheila right here on our daf. Yeled shenifza b'Shabbos. There was a child that got a wound on Shabbos, and it's a deep cut. And the doctor says that it's a sakana, obviously, to leave the cut open, worry of infection, and it could be life threatening. Ki tachin b'kabel zihum. Therefore, you have to put in stitches. The chayev and lutfar lo b'Shabbos. You have to put in stitches. So they bring him to the closest. There's a local medical office, and they bring him there. The doctor's ready to do the stitches, but he has no more anesthesia. He has no more anesthesia in that office. And the child is screaming from pain. And the father is muchan le'achoz bi'adav. He could hold him so that the stitches could be done, but the pain without the anesthesia will be tremendous. Is the father allowed now to take the child to the hospital because there's anesthesia and they'll be able to do it without the pain? Or right now, he could do it without driving. Is pain enough of a tzorich in order to allow chilul Shabbos? That's the shiloh, basically. How do you define sakana? How do you define? Like, you're allowed to be going in a car for pikuach nefesh. So here, do you have to go in a car? You could do it here, and the father could hold the child in the office and have it done without going in the car. But you know, something rubs us in a certain way, but again, we can't paskin based on emotions, right? We have to paskin based on halacha. So what would halacha say in this case? Is terrible pain enough of its tzorech of sakana that you can be mechalal Shabbos for it? But just background again before we get to other examples that we could bring and get to what Rav Zilberstein says. To remember, the idea of pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos is already in Chazal. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei has many different suggestions of the source for pikuach nefesh being docha Shabbos. The last two are the more famous ones. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, v'shomru b'nei Yisrael atzah Shabbos. Keep Shabbos. Amr Torah Chala Olav Shabbos Achas Kedishish Bar Shabbosos Harbe. Rabbi Shimon Ben Manasseh says, violate this Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbosos. That's the prison of Chala Shabbos Achas. You have to sacrifice this one. That's one. There's four or five listed. That's the second to last one. And then Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yavi Hasam Hava Amina. Shmuel says, if I would have been there, I would have said the following. What's that? The Chai Bohem Velosha Yamas Bohem. You shall live in the mitzvos and not die in the mitzvos. Right? Those are the last two, and those are the ones that are quoted. The last one is really quoted halacha, the Chai Bohem. But there are many sources that also quote Chalal Shabbos Achas. The Rambam even quotes that in Hilchos Mamrim in a totally different context. The Rambam there talks about the Rabbanan making laws. The Rabbanan making laws. The rabbis have the power to cut off a mitzvah for a temporary period of time. Right, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. They can tell us, don't blow shofar. Don't blow shofar. How can you say that? Says the Rambam here in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. Ketzad. If the Beis Din sees fit that they should add or detract from a certain mitzvah, they can on a temporary basis. Eliyahu Navi says, I have to bring karbanos. You know, in a time period when you're not allowed to bring carbon out to the base of Mikdash, right? Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, or I have to do this, I have to do that. Kishem, says the Rambam. Shaharofi chotech yado raglo shel zeh. Kadesh yichya kulo. Just like sometimes, Rachmana Lestan, a doctor has to amputate a limb in order to save the organism, so too sometimes Bezdin has to amputate a mitzvah. They have to cut off a mitzvah in order to save the organism. Kach bezdin morim bizman min azmanim lavra ksas mitzvos lefisha kadesh yizkai mukulam. So that they all survive. And then the Rambam ends off. Kederech she'amru chachamim rishonim, similar to what the chachamim say, chalel olav Shabbos achas, kedei sheyishmar Shabbosos harbe. This is similar to violating one Shabbos in order to save all the Shabbosos. You know, violate one mitzvah in order to save all of the mitzvahs. So that's outside of Hilchos Shabbos, where the principle is quoted. But even within Hilchos Shabbos, within Pikuach Nefesh, it is quoted. We Paskin, the Rush quotes this, from the earlier Rishonim, that we are Machal Shabbos even for a fetus. Let's say we knew for sure, this is very hard to know for sure, that the mother's life is not in danger, but she's pregnant and we have to be Machal Shabbos just for the fetus. We assume nowadays that the fetus is in danger, it could be the mother's in danger also, at least suffering. But if we know conceptually that it's just the fetus that's in danger, we're Machal Shabbos. What do you mean? V'chai bohem, the child's not alive yet. V'chai bohem v'loy shayemus bohem wouldn't apply. But Chal Shabbos Achas would apply. Chal Shabbos Achas, G'dish Yishmer, Shabbosos Harbe. Right, that is the example given by the Ahalacha, given by the Poskim, where that is quoted. Also, similar, fascinating, Tosas in Bamatzia, Dafkuf Yudalin. Tosas there discusses Eliyahu HaNavi. There's a machlokas, a discussion in Chazal, what Shevet Eliyahu HaNavi was from. And the Gemara there assumes he was a Kohen. Right now, Eliyahu HaNavi was in the Beis HaKvaros, and then the Tanoim there ask him, what are you doing in the Beis HaKvaros? Are you a Kohen? Okay, the Gemara discusses. But the Tosfos there, Bamatzia Kuf Yudalet, Teimalari. If he was a Kohen, Heich Hechya Beno Shel HaAlmana. He did Tchias HaMesim. Right, he brought the child of the Almana back to life. He did mouth to mouth. How could he touch the child? He's a Kohen. Right, he's a Kohen. Not allowed to be no Geab Ames. But he's smoted Ala Yelet. Ask Tosfos. If he was a Kohen, how did he do it? Answers Tosfos. Since he was sure that he would revive him, that was Pikuach Nefesh. Fascinating line. We're not going to have a shiur about that right now. The poskim ask on Tosfos, what if it was a suffik? Don't we paskin even suffik because nefesh is docha? Why did it have to be that Elio was vadai sure that he would be mechayehim? So again, there, what do you mean pikuach nefesh? Vachaybohem doesn't apply there. The child's dead. But chalel avera achas kedesh yishbar mitzvahs harbe. That is another example where it would come up. Again, another example, one other maybe we'll mention. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. We know did not do bris milah, Parsha Shmos, on the road. He didn't do bris milah because he thought it was dangerous. Amar Rebbe, Chas v'Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu Nisrashal min Amila. Elakach Amar, what did Moshe say to himself? Amul v'Eitze, if I do Bris Mila here, where Hashem told me to do Bris Mila on my child, and I leave, then it says, Sakana. Sakana to be with the child right after surgery. If I wait, but Hashem told me to go. So what should I do? That's where he went. He went. But he was punished because the first stop that he made, you know, he should have done the Bris Mila right then. Okay, that's the Gemara. It says the Shidim Kubetzes there in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amul ve'etzila derech sakana hilatinok, if I go out, it's a sakana, v'ksiv v'chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem, and it says v'chai bohem. V'af al pishlo nitna Torah lahatir iser b'makam sakana, even though the Torah wasn't given yet, how could you apply v'chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem? Live in the mitzvahs. There were no mitzvahs yet. Right, this was before Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu make this svara of v'chai bohem? That's based on a mitzvah. Answers the Shita, Nira lomar kein l'chal al davar echad ki l'kayim mitzvahs harbe. Chal Shabbos achas could apply. That svara could apply, even though v'chai bohem shouldn't apply yet either. So that is step one, and that is background for the mitzvah. Good. There is an unusual source. The Arachayim HaKadosh quotes, we don't paskin like this, that maybe mom, you take it literally. Chalo Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmar Shabbosos Harbe. What if you know the person only has 3 days to live? They're not going to live till the next Shabbos. Are you Machalo Shabbos for him? Because Kadesh Yishmar Shabbosos Harbe. You take this literally? So we paskin. The Arachayim seems to say in Perak Lamad Aleph Abreishis, yes, you take it literally, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin even for 5 minutes. Well, we're Machal Shabbos to add on life, any amount. Right? Life is of infinite value, and we don't measure how much life one would get. We just are, violate in order to save a life. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says, Motzino so l'chaye osa sha'a. Even for a moment, we would be Machalos. So that's part one. The seriousness of this issue, and then again, we're going to get back to the Chashuk Yechemetz question specifically here. The seriousness of this issue is obviously reflected in the halacha, right? If a person's life is in danger, anything can be done, even a malacha d'oraisa. Even a malacha d'oraisa directly with a Jew, right? Mishiyesh lo choli shal sakana, the Shulchan Aruch says, and Simin Shinachav Ches, Siv Beis and Arachayim, Mishiyesh lo choli shal sakana, mitzvah, l'chal ovet HaShabbos. It's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos, to save a life. V'chazariz, harezeh meshubach. And if somebody acts with alacrity, so then that's praiseworthy. V'hashoel, harezeh shofech damim. If somebody delays when they shouldn't delay, goes to ask a shayla, then he's like a murderer, because it can lead to death. Seconds count. And therefore, if you have any, issue, you just go. And that's what the later poskim say, that Mishnah Berurah quotes it here, that Tamar Chacham Bimkomo, Hayala Lidros Bepirka. The rabbi should give shiurim about this before the need, so that everybody knows that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and they don't have to ask at that time, because then that can lead to Shvichas Damim. V'loid Starchu L'Shalo, Sheyedu Kalam, V'loid Starchu L'Shalo. And therefore, one has to take this very seriously. And the Rambam tells us also in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, Kishosin v'ram Eilu Ein Osin Osan, Lo'ay de Goyim, Lo'ay de Ktanim, Lo'ay Avadim. We don't do this. You don't try to find a child or a Goy. Oh, you do it. Elagdole Yisrael v'chachameim. V'asu l'svameim b'chol Shabbos, v'chol sheish b'sagana. Don't delay, just do it. Halamadata shenemar asher yase osam ha'adam v'chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. And then the Rambam adds, halamadata she'ein mishpate ha'torah nekama ba'olam. Because the laws of the Torah are not meant to be vengeful. Elarachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. They're meant to be peaceful. They're meant to be nice. They're meant to be full of chesed. Ve'elu aminim she'omrim shezeh chilul Shabbos. There are some heretics out there, says the Rambam, that say this is chilul Shabbos. Va'asur alayan. And you're not allowed to do that. This chilul Shabbos, even to save a life, he says, that's wrong. That's heretical. And he quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel, v'gam ani nasati lam chukim lo tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. So again, that is very, very serious in terms of the allowance of Chilul Shabbos. The Arachayim says maybe that's a deeper idea relating to Shmir Shabbos Brites and Pashas Kisisa. Right, the Pasuk says there, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael Emar Acha Shabsosai Tishmoru. Right, keep my Shabbos Shabsosai. He writes in it's plural. Ki osi bnei avenechem. So Od Yirmo says the Arachayim there, Eshab Sosai, Lossis Tam Lemiutz, Lama Ani Omer Lacha Kedish Chal Shabbos Alachola. Why do I say to be Machal Shabbos for Achola? Ein Zekari Chilul, Adarabba, Zekari Shmiras Shabbos. That's called Shmira. Shapsosai Tishmoru, and we learn from there, it's Merumas, the concept of being Machal Shabbos for a Jew. That's called Shmira Shabbos. Right? Saving a life on Shabbos is guarding Shabbos for this Jew in the future to keep the Shabbos. That's not called Chilul Shabbos. And even if, let's say, it comes up that there's a Hatzalah call and they go and they end up that there was another person who got there first, or they weren't needed, or it was too late, that was still called Shmir Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchasa, says in Perak Lamed Beis, Misha Chilo es a Shabbos al Tzorach Pikuach Nefesh. V'acharkach hisbarer shlo haya tzorach bekach. He was b'chal Shabbos, and it comes out that he wasn't needed. Go and shehishtapir matzavo shalachola. Right, it got better. O shachola niftar. O shahadam acher kvar asa avuros anidrash la'asos. Afal pikein asa mitzvah. V'yesh lo schar tov me'es Hashem yisbarach. You still get schar tov avur machshavaso hatova. Right, so that is the Shmir Shabbos. And then he quotes from in the footnote from Shlomo Zalman. V'shamati be'agon Shlomo Zalman. De'bikivin sha'amr torva chayba em lo she'yamas bohem mistaver shekol ma she'osim b'shvol savi b'kuch nefesh. Afilu im izbarer sheta'a. Even if it comes out they made a mistake. Become akom eno chashiv kitah b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. No, it's asa mitzvah. It doesn't matter because this is, you did it with a heter. There are a couple of stories in the Rishonim, unusual stories, which the Radvaz already writes that we should not copy, we shouldn't hold of. Sha'atimimene, the Radvaz writes in a Tshuva, and Chelek Gimel, Siman Tav Mem Dalet, about the Riva. The Riva was sick at the end of his life, and it was Yom Kippur, and the doctor said, if you don't eat, you're surely going to die, and if you eat, maybe you have a chance, and he didn't eat. He said, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, and he didn't eat, and he died soon afterwards. And the Radvaz says, you want to know my das about that. So personally, he says, don't ask me kashas on the Riva. One of the earlier Rishonim, we don't know what he felt. Maybe he knew. Maybe we can't ask kashas. We don't understand it, but it's for sure not halacha l'maisa. And therefore, we're machmir to be mechal Shabbos, even for a svek sveik of pikuach nefesh. And he goes through and emphasizes that idea that we have to make sure that we know that. So all this is background. So now we get back to the question at hand, then what is called pikuach nefesh? So again, life-threatening for sure. Even suffic life-threatening. Suffic life-threatening is also pikuach nefesh. There's also a category, now we're getting into other issues. There's something sometimes that halacha defines as pikuach nefesh. Even if it's not mamish, according to medical procedure. A yoledes, a woman who has a baby, for a week after she has a baby, she is defined as a chola sheish bo sakana. And therefore, anything can be done for her. Anything can be done for her within 7 days of birth. A loss of a limb. The Nishmat Avraham, Dr. Abraham writes there also that that's often kalit to pikuach nefesh, but loss of a limb is also considered pikuach nefesh. So what about extreme pain? What about extreme pain? He's for sure at least a chola she'ein bo sakana. So to have a non-Jew in our case, back to the case of the anesthesia, to have a non-Jew drive to the hospital, for sure is mutter. For sure is mutter. If they can find a non-Jewish driver, let's say call on the phone, which is with a shinui, a derabanan, to call a non-Jewish driver, that's for sure mutter. But if there is no guy. So Rav Zilberstein here quotes three svaras, lahakel. Three svaras why they could get into a car and the father could drive them to the hospital to get it with anesthesia. Number one, often extreme pain like this, kalita sakana. That is pikuach nefesh. Even if they say technically it's not, it's just stitches, terrible pain like that. V'yitachin sha'ke'evim shalatfira bebasar achai liyeled him ke'evim azim v'yishmem suffix sakana. And therefore, number one reason why he would be mutter to drive. Number one. Number two, there is a machlokas, as we know, between chutra and dechuya. The Rambam said pikuach nefesh is dechuya, and the Kazamish said because it's parallel to tumah, but maybe not. Maybe pikuach nefesh is chutra b'shabbos. And if you say it's chutra b'shabbos, that means you're allowed to act on Shabbos as you would during a weekday. And on a weekday, you would go to the hospital to drive to get the anesthesia. So if you say chutra, so then mutter. Pashut shemutter l'chala v'tashol l'beit cholim. Shish bo chomer hardama. Number two. Number three, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion that for a tzorech harbei in these areas, rather, Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Dalid. This is talking about an inner wound, a maka shel chalal. You don't have to need estimation. Just be mechal Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Umash v'avu b'shein bo sakana b'mini es hadavar ahu. Kibon shacholi yesh bo sakana v'yesh ba hadavar tzarech ksas v'regilin lasos lo b'chol osim gam b'shabes. And the Shari Tzion says if it's tzarech harbe, even the das machmirim would matter. So again, a tzarech harbe in the world of sakana would also be mutter. So for all those reasons, he said it's mutter. He says if the doctor was smart, or the doctor thought about it a little bit, the doctor in the clinic, he would say to the father, you know what? I'm not doing this to this child without anesthesia. I'm not. I don't want to cause the child so much pain. So the doctor is allowed to refuse. And if the doctor refuses, then there's no choice. Then it's pikoch and afesh and you drive there. So again, that's not being mean. That's being, you know, chesed v'rachamim. He doesn't want this child to have to go through the pain. He says, I don't want to be an achzar and have the child scream and be in so much pain. And then there wouldn't be any option. And that's not called lifnei iver, because that's true. He's saying, I don't want to. There's another option. If there was no other option, fine, it would be a problem. But if there's another option, that the father, the doctor could say, you know, I'm not doing it without anesthesia, and then the father would have no choice but to go to the hospital. Okay, we'll have to stop here.